Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places so they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios.
We can dance.
Little hostel in here. It's 3 and Out.
Are you saying you're running a hostel?
No. That would be kind of cool, though. No. It's hostile. You,
yeah, it's a hostile.
Davey,
got it.
Hickman, all arguing about countdowns.
No. No one argued with Hickman.
Okay.
It was just me and Davey.
I'm just an observer here.
Yeah.
Innocent by the kids. You two don't take it out on the kids.
What's it called? He's auditing the show. Isn't that what it was in college when someone would
audit
sit,
a class? Yeah, you don't get any credit.
Right, you take the class. Isn't that what it was? Audit.
Yeah,
yeah. He's auditing the show.
What? Why is it? Why was it?
I don't know.
Why is it called audit?
Audit's such a bad phrase.
Is it because you're going through it, but you're not actually getting a grade? So it's like a different. Different definition.
I don't know.
Of the word
it's
audit.
A really good question.
Is it the same?
Why
audit?
Was it called audit?
Is it audit?
Now, that's a good question. I mean, is there another audit?
I don't think so. I never thought about it. I don't think I've ever seen the word written, though. Like, I'm auditing the class.
I haven't either.
But that's the way
the
you say
it,
right?
The only audit I've ever seen is, like, are you going to get audited for your taxes?
Right. Huh, yeah, okay. No, it's the same
audit word. For the class is only used in America.
North America, according to my dictionary online here.
Is there another America?
There's South, but... We don't really,
like I said,
we don't really view it that way.
How did you know that? like Davey's like, he hadn't said a word in like an hour, and then he's like, it's only used. Like, you are, you're Will Ferrell in Old School.
It's just a completely different.
You just like zap into that mindset. It's like
definition.
empirical evidence shows that.
What I blacked out. So there's, you know, spilling my drink too.
Oh, come on.
Davey.
On the board?
No.
Are we toast?
No. It's fine. I didn't really spill it.
Is the audio getting out on the airwaves? Hello.
Yeah.
Radio listeners, if you could tweet me, that'd be good. It'd be certainly good.
Good. Yeah, so, you know, audit, the noun, like, you know, audits.
Noun, person, place, or thing.
Can't be expected to detect every fraud, like you had an audit, or you are being audited, you know, the verb. But then there's secondary verb definition, to attend a class informally, not for academic credit. And it does say that definition is only used in North America.
North America.
Mm-hmm.
Why would someone attend a class if they're not going to get a credit for it?
I had a very nice lady.
To learn, Adam.
Gosh. Cody McClure used to talk
work?
About
like,
this.
So you can go to college for free if you're just quote-unquote auditing? Like, I don't want any credit. I can,
Then you still have to pay for it.
Do you? Are you sure?
I'm not sure, no.
No, because
if you were paying for it, why wouldn't you want credit?
Depends on the, I mean, I don't know. It only happens in very unique situations.
It's no, rare. You usually have to know the professor. The class doesn't have to be full. There's a lot of things that go into getting you into the quote-unquote auditing of the class.
I had a very nice lady in college audit a class.
Mm-hmm.
It was like sports history. Who's the all-time Pittsburgh Pirate great? Come on, Nate. You know, big baseball.
Roberto Clemente?
Yes, that was it. Thank
Roberto
you.
Clemente,
Roberto Clemente. Thank you, actually. You nailed it.
Sweet.
First of all, I knew you could. Mm-hmm. Secondly, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, and she was a big Roberto Clemente fan.
All right. Sports history.
She basically brought him up
every time
every
she
class.
Talked in class.
Yeah.
About once a day.
Well,
once
when I was a young lady growing up with Roberto. And
Roberto.
Yeah, yeah, it was. But she audited the class. Which was awesome because then when we took tests,
yeah,
she was nowhere to be seen.
Of course. That's the best thing about auditing class.
But she made sure to make her voice heard during class.
Oh, that sucks. Did she talk too much?
No, she was sweet.
I can't stand the overtalkers. There's always one.
We call them the gunners in law school.
Gunners. Yeah, and one's too many.
The gooners?
You know who I'm talking about.
No, I've never heard gunners before.
Oh, yeah, but that person that the professor asks a question, and if there's like 3 nanoseconds of silence, they just have to chime in. Like, just let it breathe there for a second, buddy.
I'm told that Davey has not ruined the board. We are going on in the air. Okay. Or the app.
Good.
Just want everyone to know.
I feel like there's these weird Tennessee courses. I had a buddy that he taught like a social dance class, but it was like for adults.
Social
but he
dance.
Got paid by the university. So like I think every adult in there technically was auditing the course, but they paid for it. But you didn't like get a grade or credit.
I remember social dance. I never took it.
Well, though,
how about you, Hickman? Big social dancer?
Absolutely not.
Well, my wife took social dance in, like in college, like as an undergrad.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I think before
a lot of people did. It's one of those.
I guess as we were dating,
it's one of those, you know, electives.
Yeah,
that are.
But then
show up and you pass. Basically.
But then a guy that you're familiar with that taught at the old BHS, who had. You know, some funny rumors about his other past jobs.
Okay.
You know.
We'll talk about this during the break.
The Italian Stallion. He taught the other half. He taught social dance, like, to adults. And I feel like those were all, like, audit courses. And there's a whole book of them. So you pay for the course, but obviously you don't, like, or maybe you can get credit. I don't know. But I think most people don't get credit. It's just.
I have one college credit. to my resume.
Well, I mean,
I took social dance at Tennessee. I audited the class and paid for it.
I guess if you were already if you'd already been a student or whatever, and you wanted to
is that how Bobby Mays graduated yesterday?
That hour
is that what it was?
Lots of social dance.
Social dance
history.
Got to get those hours, man.
I'm sure that was it.
Got to get those credits. Good for him, though.
At Cornell, you can get a college credit for tree climbing.
Oh, my God.
See, this is the drop-ins we needed right here.
That's good.
He's getting into the groove.
Turn that mic up a little bit. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, slide it closer to your face.
At South Carolina,
there we go.
You can study Lady Gaga and the sociology of fame.
Those are your people.
I'm into that. Let's go. Sociology of fame.
That's probably one of those
okay,
like, freshman
orientation
classes.
Okay, I like sociology
classes.
Of fame, but like Lady Gaga.
What I love how you rolled this right into a sports topic, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the best at what I do.
Fame.
Sorry, not sorry.
South Carolina's president is out. He plagiarized that speech. We never talked about.
No, we talked about it during the break twice. For a good 3.5 minutes twice.
Didn't we talk about it on the show, though, that he said the wrong school? But then it broke over the weekend.
Davey, did we talk about it on the show, or was that during a break?
I sent the story in the group thread, and I asked a question about it during a break, and I don't think it ever...
He was talking to the graduating class at South Carolina and calls them the University of California. And then it comes out yesterday?
Over the weekend, Saturday or Sunday.
Go ahead, Nate.
He plagiarized the speech.
Is that why he said California?
Like,
Did Eli Drinkwitz drink that so bad?
Is it University of California, though? I thought Cal Berkeley. Well, is that right? See, what was really confusing
for South Carolina, I'll check on that.
Is normally there's this big fight, which I never.
University of California, Berkeley.
Okay.
Land-grant University in Berkeley,
California. All right, so California. That makes more sense. South Carolina people were confused because usually the rub with California and South Carolina is the USC thing, right?
Right.
Like, they fought over some USC trademark way back in the day or something.
And the first time I heard that, I thought that's what he did. I wasn't listening closely, but I heard him say, he called him Southern California.
Instead of South Carolina.
Well, and at first, I didn't know who he was.
Right. And I
thought he was just the speaker.
And you would think maybe he came from Southern California. I mean, what Eli Drinkwitz did makes more sense. He came from there. He's obviously saying the same stuff.
It's the exact speech.
He printed his own speech out.
And he couldn't change Sunbelt to SEC.
Right. But
it's
this
very
guy,
tough.
But this guy
he's
said,
very busy.
This is it Kasson or something? I don't know.
I don't know his name. I told you how awful he was when he introduced the athletic director and Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. I'm just like, these guys are dumb.
He said University of California. Didn't even notice. Kept talking
until the crowd was like, when somebody
behind him was like, you said California instead of Carolina. And it wasn't even a, it wasn't, it, you don't say University of Carolina. It would have been University of South Carolina anyway. So it comes out over the weekend. He admits, because the people, I guess, just kept pestering him like, dude, how in the world did you say California instead of South Carolina? Because really, that's what it should have been. He said the word California instead of South Carolina.
Yeah.
So how is that even possible? Well, he finally admits it. Well, I just kind of copied and pasted that like ending portion of the speech from he's never been the president of California.
So
he's like a military leader guy that then got into.
Wouldn't you go in and just like change California to South Carolina?
Yeah, except he didn't, and he just read it, and he didn't even notice. And now
these are our leaders.
Yesterday, he tendered his resignation. Now, I don't know if it was just because I didn't dig into it. I just saw it come across, and I'm like, whoa, you said he was terrible.
I told you back then.
Some people, I saw people in the replies on the tweet to the video, and some people said, who cares, not a big deal, whatever. Other people said, hold up. This is really the only public part of this man's job is to speak at graduation, speak at press conferences. You kind of got to get that right.
Yeah. I mean, that's your window to the people.
Right. And like you said, he's terrible at it.
And I love the excuse. Oh, he speaks at so many.
That was what his
and I'm like, okay,
press release.
But none of them were
in
California.
None of them were in California.
And this is his university.
Right.
He wasn't some rando that they called in from God knows where. He is the president of the university.
if Danny White said Central Florida in his first week on the job, you'd kind of cut in. I mean, you'd at least understand where that came
sure.
from.
You know, here at UCF, I'm sorry, Tennessee. Yeah, yeah, you get it. Like it's just a programming
right.
thing. Like your brain is so programmed to do it.
But no, this guy said some random college
because he copied and pasted.
Well, come to think of it,
was that at the end or the beginning?
This at the very end.
Oh,
this point just hit me like a ton of bricks. You can't have a president of a university admit to plagiarism. What happens if you're in college and you plagiarize something? You're out of there.
Yep.
Well, used to That's, be. I don't know. No, probably in today's soft helicopter parent world, you probably can, you know.
Don't blame the parents for this. But no, yeah, you get the hook.
Do you still get the hook for plagiarizing something?
I don't know. Adam, is that true? Has to be, right?
I had a professor accuse like 60% of my class one time for plagiarism. So
were they all gone?
No.
Okay, so Nate's right. You can get away with it.
Yeah, so. But in the old days, back in my day.
In
Houston's day, in Davey, law school, if you actually got busted.
What do you know from funny?
If you got completely busted for plagiarizing some paper or something, what happens?
You'd likely be expelled, but the good thing about law school is, like, you're not creating the law. Like, it's pretty much already set in stone, so you have a little bit of... there's always
so you have to
area.
Copy, obviously.
A lot of it, yeah. Just make sure you cite everything. Hell, I got to the point I was citing myself for a
right,
paper
yeah,
by taking something that I went ahead and put on air mm-hmm. and just took that and cited myself. Like, it's...
Genius me said this last month.
But seriously, though, I didn't even think about that. If you're the president of a university where plagiarism is, like, the ultimate...
I mean,
kind
right?
of academic crime...
Is
right?
that is that not?
It's not a governmental crime.
No, but is
but
that
it's
not,
an academic
is that
crime.
Not the most?
Yeah,
like,
you couldn't even take the time to do your own work for the speech at graduation
at the university you're a president at.
Kind of got to go. I didn't think about it that way.
Why do you admit that?
It's not hard to get away with it either, because I mean you can just slightly change a few words around and be fine.
He would have.
Are
been
you
fine
admitting to plagiarism?
If he had said the right school.
No, plagiarism is...
Are you saying that you know how to get away with it, thusly you have?
Yeah.
I don't want them to come back for your law degree, bud.
It's not how that works.
No,
like, they could check
they
my
could
papers. Unceremoniously... I'm not going in and taking information and just putting it word for word. I mean, you can take a sentence... Like, as long as the concept of the idea... You're not creating something from scratch here. You're just taking information that's already out there. Just make sure you don't put it in the exact same words. It's not hard.
I mean, no one would care if he said the same words in the final paragraph of a speech of another person that did
yeah,
it in California.
General da-da-da said this,
it said,
and I agree.
Well, it said, all he was saying is that now you'll be, you know, one of the proud alumni of whatever, you know, University of...
California. That's what he said.
The dude makes well over $650,000, and he couldn't even put a little bit more effort
into
his
get
speech.
A secretary. What are you doing? 650K?
I just wish he blamed it on COVID.
Brain fog.
Well, I mean, think about this.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I could do.
If you proofread that thing one time, you would have
one time.
It.
Or if you aren't a moron.
Right, and just see it as you're talking. He was just reading.
Yeah. That to me is the weirdest part.
Like, do a speech, man. Like, that's what we were taught. That's the first thing we were taught in public speaking, is never read something right off the sheet. As a speech, you know, we had to truncate our notes down to just like yeah. you know one index card. We had to make sure we hit the time between like a 20-second
yeah.
thing and
yeah.
all that.
No, I'm with you. I'll say this: I did not enjoy public speaking.
No,
but I never just read like, you know. Here is the story I'm telling in California.
Do you think he got fired just for that? I mean,
did he get fired?
Well, he resigned. I mean,
maybe he realized he just doesn't have it anymore. Maybe that was the moment. He's like, you know what? Damn.
Why are you guys going this deep into it? I mean, we're talking about the same guy who hired Shane Beamer. Like,
no, that was the athletic director. This guy signed off on it, though. But I was not impressed with any of... Well, I was impressed with Beamer. Poor kid. How old is he? He's old, not
Beamer?
Kid.
Oh yeah,
he's older than me.
Castlin, there's an L in there,
huh?
C A S L E N, Bob Castlin or Caselin. That's the
Castlin,
South Carolina, former South Carolina
Castlin stock.
Apparently, they got the previous guy who everyone loved to come back as an interim.
Really?
I think that's the guy. It might be two. I don't know. Whoever hired Spurrier, like, or was
Ray Tanner?
No. Ray Tanner's the athletic director. He was the baseball coach.
And he hired Spurrier. Did he not? But he's not the AD now.
No. Ray Tanner was winning natties at the baseball
game. Look, I don't care about South Carolina royalty. I did think the story was funny, though. Like, I don't remember if we brought it to the air or not. I do remember thinking, like, what an idiot. I didn't know he had resigned.
Yeah, the previous president had been there for 11 years, so I would have been close. Like, I don't know.
Who was that?
Harris. I don't know how to say this. Pastides? P-A-S-T-I-D-E-S.
Pastides.
Pastides?
Right. Pesticides.
Something like that.
Pastides.
Well,
could be Greek.
Did I not say this during the break the other day about a completely unrelated story?
What?
Like, do you wonder how many times, I mean, we see this in sports a good bit, but I guess really in anything. When someone's like a legend, but then they get older and older and older. It might have been with our Lee Corso and, well, it kind of ties into our Dickie V headline coming up. But they get older and older.
I didn't see this.
And older. And like at first you're like, I think he might not be the same, like, upstairs. But but if it's a big enough legend, no one will say it or recommend that maybe it's time to. So you end up in this really weird situation where it's like, yeah, our head coach, like, is one of the greatest all times, but, like, he ain't got it anymore, you know?
One of the scariest nightmares I ever had in my life involved Dick Vitale. True story.
Well, you're going to have more of that because he got a big extension.
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Kenny Mayne said, I'm out, and they were like, all right, just give that money to Dickie V.
This is a joke. No. You're kidding. You can't be serious.
One of you boys, read the headline.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. Dead serious.
You're lying.
Yep.
I don't believe you. Link me, because you can read whatever you plagiarize, but I don't believe it.
Dick Vitale will remain on ESPN's airways for the next few years. Vitale signed a two-year contract extension with ESPN that will take him through the 2022 through 2023 season.
There you go.
You want to take bets?
What kind of bet?
That's mean. I shouldn't do that.
I knew what you were doing. That's why I said what kind of bet. I knew where you were going. We don't have to say it, but I think most people know.
The board at South Carolina last weekend refused Castlin's verbal resignation offer. It came as he acknowledged taking two paragraphs without attribution from a speech by Adam William McRaven, the Navy SEAL in charge of the mission to take out terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. Quote, I'm truly sorry. During my remarks in our weekend commencement ceremonies, I shared a well-known quote from Admiral William McRaven and failed to cite him as its original author and speaker. I was searching for words about resilience in adversity, and when they were transcribed into the speech, I failed to ensure its attribution. I take full responsibility for this oversight. But did that guy speak at the University? Where did this at the University of California? Like, that's very weird. He wrote to the faculty, students, and staff, trust is the most important ingredient in effective leadership, and when it is lost, it's nearly impossible to lead. I believe that is the case right now between the University of South Carolina and its president.
First of all, I'm very proud of myself. Pastides, or Pastides, as you said, is Greek. I don't know the exact pronunciation, but I remember my Greek philosophy class freshman year. I fell asleep in that class many times.
Wait.
Front row. After morning practice.
He plagiarized part of the speech and then did the I'm really confused now. So apparently, because the California slip up,
Pastides.
Okay. People started diving into this speech so much that they found that quote that other stuff he said in the speech was ripped off from this Navy SEAL's word somewhere else.
But he was a general.
It was a double whammy.
He was a general?
Yeah, he was some military guy.
He probably thinks, like, you know, I can do that because they're beneath me. I'm a general. Mm. I do what I want. Have you met a general?
No.
I met one once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Scariest man I've ever seen in my life. He ended up being very nice. But before he was nice, he was not. Think about it.
So he plagiarized a portion of the speech and then for some reason said California instead of
California part just I'll never understand it.
Yeah. What a story. All right. We can go on other stuff now. That was
30 minutes on that. That was awesome.
You like that?
Dude, yeah, we did great.
Well,
I mean, we got Hickman reading, you know, his stuff. Davey's over there just being Dave.
Well, it started with the word audit.
Wow. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
how?
That wasn't like in the rundown.
Who said audit first? We'll check the podcast.
I don't know. Yeah. I just love that Callum has been currently sitting in a doctor's office in Knoxville
trying to convince
the nurse to play our station over the radio.
Well, Eric's son's name is Caslin.
Caslin, that's with a T, though. This other
guy, I know, but it's pronounced the same. It's a major award.
Shouts out.
Of course he's going to have a T in the name. What are you thinking?
Well, and Caslin, but the other guy has no T.
No, I know, but Caslin. Eric's going to put a T in there.
Right.
GBO. Casterly Rock.
Power. T.
Right. Yeah. You got it.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Fan.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville.
It's Fox Sports California, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Berkeley.
Is that where the speech was originally given? Was it Cal Berkeley? Maybe?
I had completely misunderstood the headline. I guess I should have read an article about it if we were going to actually discuss it. But I don't know.
Well, we've been discussing it.
But apparently the plagiarism part was just of the other quotes, and people still don't know why he said California.
All right. What an idiot. Big old smart guy. Neat.
Yeah. I guess he just didn't have it.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got Matt up first today. Matt, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
Ta-da! God, dude, it's so short. I love it.
What?
He wasn't on hold a long time. He called
like, that
in.
Was like 14
boom, boom.
14 seconds.
Well, it's the off season.
Well, this also helps, Matt. Like calling at the beginning of a segment instead of right before a break or at the end of a segment will shorten your hold time.
Yeah, it does. It does.
True.
I like doing this anyways. It's better. Sometimes you get the anxiety of sitting through the break, and then you're like, man, what am I going to talk about? And then you start to forget stuff, and I'm very ADD anyway. So we just kind of go right to it. I can just shoot from the hip. You know what I'm saying?
You don't take notes?
Yeah, while I'm driving.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
To combat Houston's point real quick for those listening, you have to be careful, though, because if I am bringing us back in and you try to call at a certain time, I might not be able to get to the phone.
Right.
First priority, making sure that the show is on the airwaves.
That is true. That's why you are a top-level talent.
All right, Matt, let's lighten up a little bit.
hey, public speaking is freaking tough, guys.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it.
Yeah.
I talk on the radio, but I'm looking at three other people. If I'm looking at 400 people, I get nervous.
Yeah, it's live speaking stuff. I'll tell you a quick funny story. Like, it's not really funny, I guess, but I was speaking in front of Sevier County School System's lunch lady. This was 2-3 years ago. And you're talking like I went to this, and public speaking is not, I'm not good at it. Like,
hang on, Matt.
The lunch ladies.
In Sevier County.
She gives you a purpose and she gives you a goal.
Well, like all the lunch ladies.
You should
ladies
be kissing her in the whole, feet and the whole county, kissing her mold.
Every lunch lady in Sevier County.
Every one of them, dude. They were all, it was a safety, you know, just a huge meeting.
Okay.
So
carry on.
I thought it
don't
was
burn
be, I
the kids.
Was, yeah, I thought it was going to be just, you know, like 10 or 15, you know, however, who was all over the kitchen to the school, but it wasn't. It was everybody. And I was sitting up in front when I walked in, and the guy's like, yeah, you're in the auditorium. I'm like, auditorium? He's like, yeah. I'm like, it's not a classroom? He's like, no, you're in the auditorium. There's like 600 people in there. I'm like, oh, my God.
Ugh.
I just, right there, my palms sweaty.
Yep.
Throat's
Knees weak, turning. Arms heavy, yeah, vomit on your sweater already. Yeah. Got it. Mom's spaghetti.
Lunch lady's spaghetti.
Yeah, walked up to stand behind the – yeah, lunch, I mean, it wouldn't even have mattered if it was family. I would have been – but I literally blacked out up on the stage speaking.
How'd it go?
It was I don't remember even what I said at the end of it. I guess there was
So you're Will Ferrell from old school then. You probably crushed it, but just don't remember what you said.
Might have been, man. To this day, still wonder what was said on that glorious day.
That's a thing that happens. I spoke in church one time and got down and I looked at my wife and I was like, was that okay? I don't remember
what
it at all.
What did I say?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're just standing straight and your eyes are crossed and you're just
It was more the lights. I had no idea that, like...
Could you even see the... I don't want to call them an audience. The
congregation.
Yeah, congregation.
I mean, yeah, I could. Okay. But it's just... It was so bright up there. I wasn't prepared.
It's so bright. When you're speaking like that and you're looking down at people or whatever, you can just... You know, you've got some... Once you see one person not engaged with your speaking, I go off the rails. I'm like, I'm not doing a good job because...
Panic.
When people are nodding their head and stuff like that, you're like, all right, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm killing this. But when you see somebody like picking their fingernails or looking away, you're like, oh, God, I'm losing them.
Falling asleep.
You know, yeah. You can't look that directly at people. You can't be thinking about that, man. How do you think about that and deliver?
You
got to
gloss over them.
Yeah, you just.
Picture them in their underwear, they say.
It's like in For Love of the Game with Kevin Costner.
I'm thinking about it.
He's like, clear the mechanism, and everything just becomes blurry. You just got to blur those people out.
We're making Matt nervous.
Just look up, move your eyes around the room, and stay focused on the making sure you say the right state.
It's funny. It's kind of the same rush, though. Sometimes I get nervous still calling in sports talk. You know, I know, and I've been you guys have.
You're a pro. You're a seasoned vet, Matt.
But there's still, you know, I bet you anything, you've got guys that listen, or girls, that don't call in because they're nervous to be on the radio. It's the same, you know, and I would encourage those people to call in. Like, you just push through it because, you know, it's the same feeling. You get nervous to call in on the radio just like you get nervous to stand in front of people and talk. It's the same feeling. Maybe more heightened when you're in front of live people, but still. Dickie Vitale got an extension? What the?
Yep.
What in the world?
No Kenny Mayne.
It can't be real. I think it's a fake. It has to be.
Did you see
Nate and Adam Hickman have conspired against me to deliver false and angering news? There is no way. No way. Dickie V got an extension. I don't believe it.
I don't know if I can take another basketball game where have the dunk of the year and Dickie Vitale's telling some lame story that happened 15 years ago.
No, he was talking about Kansas and poor Bill Self.
Whatever.
Yeah. Or was it Arizona? I don't know.
No.
Who is worse, Dickie Vitale or Lou Holtz?
Oh, Dickie V.
Yeah, Dickie V.
I don't know, man. Lou Holtz was horrible on that, whatever,
what?
His little...
No! He wasn't
Lou Holtz was
come on.
Oh, my God, dude, he was a joke. His last year there was like, the guy just...
Well, it's hard to compare the two. One was doing like a highlight show, and one's doing the color commentary on actual games.
Yeah, the fact that I have to listen to Dickie V for 2 hours, like he's lost his luster. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. You know, 15 years ago, the diaper dandy and PTP, like, yeah, it was kind of clever and funny.
Well, he talked about the game back then. Now he just talks about other stuff.
Yeah, his book.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he suffered the most from not being in the actual arena.
Does Dickie V and Tennessee football marry each other? Is that... A good statement. Fair statement to make.
Like 15 years ago, they were pretty good. 20 years ago, they were great.
Yeah, kind of lost their edge, worn out. Just don't make any, don't say anything that makes sense.
But, you know, maybe Dickie
V.
The
Geico commercial he's in is really funny, though.
When he dunks himself with water?
Oh, God, man.
Can
we stop with Geico commercial, guys?
What's wrong with Geico? Cut the check.
I'll tell you right now, if anybody out there laughs at Geico or Liberty Mutual commercials, we're probably not going to get along in real life.
Wait, which are the ones where you're turning into your
parents? I like the Geico Gecko.
Which are the ones where you're turning into your parents?
Those are funny. Those are really good. They should have never gotten rid of the Gecko. It's free pie and chips. It's pie and chips.
You just like this voice.
For free. Yeah, it sounded like David Beckham. And he was a little clever dude, a little smart, you know.
Yeah.
Lizard. Thanks. All right, Matt. You're the man. Appreciate it, bud. Good luck with that speech you gave a long time ago.
600 lunch ladies. I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
Yesterday's meatloaf sandwich is today's sloppy joe.
I mean,
sloppy joe, flopping sloppy joe.
I mean, Davey, what joke are you leading with when it's 600 lunch ladies? I feel like if you're trying to make a lunch joke, it's just going to fall flat.
Bomb. Yeah, because like the
I'd start with the stereotypical weight of a lunch lady. That's how I'd get the crowd loosened up, you know.
Weight?
Yeah.
You would talk to 600 women about their weight.
Yep. comedic gold.
Man, how are you single? I just don't get it.
I know.
That is bizarre. Wow.
How's it going with the two girls from the...
Oh, boy.
Clay Travis event. Have you picked which one you're actually trying to date yet?
They might be listening, Nate.
That's fine. I don't care.
Nah, they moved back home.
I thought they were moving here.
What did you just say?
No, they moved back home.
Back home.
Yeah.
You sounded like Farmer Fran when you said that.
So distance was a deal breaker.
I'm not driving 7 hours. Let's put it that way.
Where do they live?
Where's your dedication, bro?
He's not even listening. I mean, he's not even trying. Like, I don't really care if he doesn't listen while we're doing it. But when I'm asking you questions, it's kind of annoying that you want to answer.
I mean, we can save it for the depot. I don't know, like, how this kind of got brought back in.
I'm
sorry. Was this on the depot docket?
No.
And then just let the show happen naturally, as it does.
I was just trying to ask you about your lunch lady speech approach. And
I mean, that's completely different.
Have you been listening to the show?
My lunch lady speech.
You go after
joke,
their weight.
Yeah.
And then someone I'm trying to hang out with
well, Houston
for a
just
date.
Said you're
well,
still
he's punishing
single.
You for not paying attention and giving a bad answer.
Houston said you're still single. I don't know how. And I was just hearkening back.
That's amazing. He's a smart guy.
To when I saw.
You're making him uncomfortable, Nate.
I saw Davey actually come in a Adam was there. We saw Davey actually go from having no connection to drinking and hanging out, you know, mimosas and hanging out with these two girls, and now apparently nothing
came
of it.
They moved home.
Sad.
But I don't know where to take it from here.
You had a look on your face and a hand placement that you were, it looked like you had something to say.
Maybe you don't,
that's fine. I didn't put you here. Blame him.
Maybe it was a missed
and
time,
blame Hickman.
Missed time joke about their weight or something that really blew it. I mean, if they're coming back to school here for next semester and you had really got it, you know, kind of built rapport quickly, maybe one of
summer
them
had changed
their plans and would have stayed.
Indeed.
We'll come back.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall.
Final segment, hour one.
How am I the only person in this studio who has heard Lunch Ladyland by Adam Sandler?
I've heard it before.
Lunch Ladyland. Davey hasn't heard it. Hickman hasn't heard it. Youth of America. Jeez. During the next break, boys, get ready. Because you will be introduced.
All right, to the sports. You excited about the checker Lindsey Nelson, Houston?
That's a real thing?
Yeah, for
really
Saturday's
doing.
Matchup against Arkansas. Hey, it was one of the 37.
Saturdays?
Yeah, Saturday.
There's one of the 37. I think Travis put it in the group thread as a joke. He did tweet it.
And then tagged him. They did it.
Shouts out Travis.
I know.
I mean, first of all, going way back.
Danny White said they were going to listen.
Do you know who Like the original Checker Nealon, do you know who that was? Who started that idea? This is not a joke. It was me.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote the article.
Okay.
And I had some guy Photoshop Nealon.
Well, I knew you had dealt with the original guy that did the map or something. Like once it was,
it wasn't the map. It was just a graphic, like a Photoshop. Like
which sections?
And I was like, man, this would be actually kind of, because we played Oklahoma down there and they did the striping.
Yep.
And I was like, man, we should Checker Nealon. That'd be awesome. And now it's a thing. So I don't want credit.
Yes, you do.
No,
don't you lie to our listeners.
I don't want it because I already have it.
Okay. No, you know. I don't think you do.
What?
I don't think anyone knows that Vol Rumor Mill, a.k.a. Houston Crest.
Look it up.
Is the originator of the check.
Look it up.
I think.
Go back.
Actually.
Timestamp that.
You backed off of it a little bit because it kept going so poorly.
What?
You
the actual checkering?
You didn't want the credit because we kept losing when we checked.
No. I still don't want the credit because I have it. No one has to give it to me, but it, like, the reality is I wrote the very first article with the very first graphic that said, like, this would be awesome. Let's do it.
Okay.
And then
we lost.
There was another website that got started.
Yeah.
And then the university took it over.
They still
Which is hilarious to me. Yeah. But if you take anything that they do,
right,
you get like sued.
You should sue them.
I can't. It was just an idea.
Davey, legal on this?
You can sue anyone for anything.
Intellectual property.
But I wanted them to do it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's not going to get anything from it. I don't know what he's wanting.
Just an attaboy.
I'm just asking questions.
I wrote the very first article. The first mention publicly of Checker Nealon was my idea. It's fine. No big deal. Again, I don't want credit.
Do you like it for the baseball game, though? And have you seen...
Like, that was my biggest issue.
The graphic for the baseball game.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. I think it'll look fine with a full crowd, but, you know, it's a small crowd. Smaller. You know what I'm saying?
Callum gave us an update. Said, no luck in letting the waiting room hear the show, but the receptionist did download the app on her phone. So there's that. So got an extra download. Will she ever listen to it?
We call that a conversion.
Probably not, but...
I mean, that's a lot of space on the phone to download that app. I mean, it's not like a huge app, but like to do it.
That's commitment.
That's a...
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little square
right? On a page.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that going for us.
Okay.
At least she's heard about us.
Right.
Good job, Callum.
Yeah. That's...
Tell your friends.
Tell a friend.
Fan Run Radio.
Tell a friend.
Chat tweets in. I hate Saturday Night Live. I do too, now. But Lunch, Lay, Land with Sandler and Farley was fantastic. Oh, gosh. Farley. Rest in peace, brother. Just.
Oh, gosh.
Genius. What?
Peyton's thrown out the first pitch, too.
No. What?
Oh, yeah.
Is that official?
I mean, pretty much.
No.
They teased it a little bit. I don't know.
They did, right? Because it was like
Omaha reference.
Yeah, Omaha, arm strength. Oh, God. So Heupel bounced one. Folky bounced one.
Peyton's going to put it in the stands.
No. Hickman, how dare you? This is our prince. Apologize to Peyton.
I'm sorry, Peyton.
Thank you.
If you're listening.
He's not.
He could be.
But he might hear it later. Podcast. In the stands. Shame on you.
Be pretty impressive considering there is a net back there.
He took a lot of BP when he was in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Went down with the Rockies. Swung the bat a little bit.
Did he really?
Yeah, him and Hilton. They're buddies.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. I don't know if he played baseball in high school, but surely Peyton could throw it over the plate.
He honestly kind of looks like a pitcher, too, just with stature.
You're right. He does. You think he comes out in full, like, baseball gear?
I think he'll be rocking a jersey.
No, you're crazy.
I think he'll be rocking like a...
No, he'll come out with one of those blazers that he always has and take it off and hum one over the plate. Everyone will go crazy. What's Peyton's record when watching a Tennessee game in person?
Yikes.
If we knew the stats behind that, I don't think you'd want him at the game this weekend.
I think I'd have a good idea of the stats, but it's Peyton. Like, you can't, you know.
Maybe it's different for baseball.
It's not his fault.
Maybe it's different for baseball.
You think?
I mean, he's a football guy. I feel like the
he never lost to Arkansas.
The mojo would be.
He never lost to Arkansas.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't think. Nope. Nope, never lost to Arkansas. Undefeated. I don't know how many times he played him. I think once. Maybe twice. So we got that. But the slander, Hickman, come on, it's Peyton. He's the prince. He's, you know, you can't blame Peyton that he comes back to a game to try and help his university and the team loses. It's not on Peyton. He's doing the best he can.
History has shown that Peyton in attendance does not help. It's actually a curse.
It's not. The curse is that we just stink at sports. It's not Peyton. If Peyton doesn't show up for those games, the problem is Peyton comes back for big games.
Yeah, he comes back for Bama, Florida, Georgia, not Vanderbilt.
Right. So it's not his fault that he, you know, comes back and we lose. It's the team. We're just not good enough. Although I do remember the night they retired his jersey. Do you remember that, Nate?
No.
It was Spurrier's first trip as lead Gamecock.
I did not remember that, but you
when we talked about that game. I was there.
I was there too.
Oh, you were?
Mhm.
What jersey were you wearing? What color were you wearing? Don't want to say on the radio. Okay.
I was neutral that evening.
Neutral.
I was with my wife. We were sitting in the old money section.
Bull.
I was.
You were neutral? Mm-hmm. Just there to watch a game and have a good time.
Yeah, like a green jacket on.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a bleep?
I feel like that was right. I feel like that's the right game. Colder than expected.
I also
had to wear this green jacket.
What are you doing?
It was just like the only jacket I had.
Had one jacket.
When Tennessee beat Florida when we missed the extra point, then made the field goal, I was wearing the same
04.
Same jacket. Yeah.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Just checking.
Had great seats for that one, though. Student section.
Neutral. Shame on you.
No, I was just saying. I didn't have a, you know.
Who are you rooting for?
I wasn't a loaded, you know, radio station owner back in the college days. Just had the only jacket I had. I didn't have a nice, big, poofy Tennessee jacket.
Back in my day, I had one jacket. It was green.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Masters thing?
No, it's just a generic kind of jacket.
Like a London Fog?
Probably not that. That's a nice brand, right? I don't know. Probably just some knockoff. What year was
Members
that?
Only?
What year was that?
Oh, man. 2000. Well, I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Got to kick off hour two next.
Yep.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.